Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bert Show.
All right, Abby, so you still clearly haven't learned your lesson.
Yeah, I think there's a man in the United Kingdom right now who thinks he's my boyfriend.
Why? What happened?
This is funny because if you've been listening to the show for a while, last year when I was on my girls' trip in Ireland last year, I ended up having a little fling with a British boyfriend as well. That didn't end well. This one, however, maybe is ending a little bit differently because this guy is treating me with respect. and there is a man right now who is blowing up my phone because he is so genuinely obsessed with me. And it makes me wonder, what is it about me that makes the man in England go absolutely feral? So this all happened towards the end of our trip. I went on this big girls trip to Greece. It was 25 women all on the island of Crete. It was so fun. It was so amazing. And of course, you know, as it got closer towards the weekend, we were, you know, really itching to go out. I will say the one thing that surprised us about Greece is that it wasn't really like a big party island. I think when we were out in Ireland, every single night was like Vegas. I think when we thought we were going to go to Greece, it was going to be like this big like explosion of clubs and all these things. But the Greeks are very low key. Like most of the scene is just kind of like sitting at a restaurant, ordering some hookah, maybe a couple cocktails, and just hanging out.
I think like, if you went to a different, like Mykonos has that reputation, right?
For sure. Yeah. But that's like the tourist island. Crete, I think, is a little bit more of like a local spot. It's a little bit more low key. So there were some clubs or there were some restaurants that we turned into clubs. Mm-hmm. Like we were standing on tables and chairs because the Americans had arrived and we were ready to have a good time. But we were told that it's more towards like the weekend that things get a little bit crazier. So when Thursday, Friday, Saturday came around, woo, we were ready. We were in a city called Hania at this point, which is the biggest city on the island of Crete. So we were ready to go. We find this bar and it's around like 10, 11 at night. And me and my friends are all enjoying a margarita, having a good time. And there's this one girl on the trip who I love. Her name is Aubriana, and she is so fun and so social and can always find like the cool guys at the bar. That's what every girl wants to do, is find the cool group of guys to hang out with for the night. So she finds like this big group of British men who are in Crete working on like weapons or something. They're in the army. I didn't really ask that many questions, but they're in Crete on business. And this is like their last couple of nights just to hang out and let loose. So we go over there, we sit down at this big table, and it was so funny because the Brits are just like so blunt, and their idea of a good time was us rating them 1 through 10 on their looks.
What?
So there was probably 11 or 12 guys sitting at this table, and then a couple of other guys scattered around this bar, and we just one by one we were like, Callum, 7, Drake, 4.
It's
just like,
it's a dangerous icebreaker, man.
It's a dangerous, but they asked for it. It was just like that segment we did on the show where we were like, if you want us to rate you, we will rate you.
So and that went so well.
And it went so well. So there were a couple of guys that I wanted to rate because I wanted to kind of like make my move, but they weren't really sitting in the immediate circle. They were sitting at a cocktail table kind of to the right. It was a high top, so they're kind of overlooking the table, but they're not really engaging in the conversation. So I eventually break off from the big table and I go to the high top table to the right, and they were kind of looking at me and my friends, but they weren't really saying anything. So I go up to them with all the charm in the world and I just look at them and I go, do you guys know how to talk to women?
There you are, representing America.
America, just blunt to the point. That's exactly how the Americans are. One guy did not find that amusing, so he gets up and he leaves. And the guy to my right, he looks at me and he goes, can I offer you my chair? And I was like, yes, you can. This is so great. Thank you. Hello. And so he starts chatting me up. My friend Jenna sits to the right of me. She's talking to this other guy and they're having a great time and they are like locked into this conversation. So I'm like, I got to be a good wing woman for a girl, Jenna. So I got to sit here and entertain this guy for like the next couple hours. We end up sitting at the bar and talking for like 4 hours, mainly because I wanted to help my girl Jenna out. She was having a good time, but he was a lovely gentleman. So nice, just so like genuine and sweet. The total opposite of the other guy I dated last year. And we end up leaving, exchanging numbers, and he's like, I would really love to see you again. And my friend Jenna's guy felt the exact same way. So the next night we went on like a literal double date. It was like the final night of our trip. We go to this smoky bar in Hanya and we just bop around for like hours and just had the best time. But here's the thing. We were just like, this is a fun hee hee ha ha laugh time for our holiday. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect these guys to be like genuinely interested because ever since I have left Greece, this man will not shut up. And I'm like, where do you think this is going? Like, you are in Crete right now working for the UK military. Like, I got things to do here in Atlanta. Like, I can't entertain. I know where this goes. This never ends well. And I don't know how to break things off with him because he's so nice. And I love the attention. But at the same time, I'm like, this isn't going anywhere.
Okay, let's see if we can find somebody here. 1-855-BIRCHO. It obviously isn't going to be the same scenario, but the long distance wasn't two cities in America. The long distance was countries, and it ended up working out. Can you think we can find somebody like that?
I mean, maybe.
All right, 1-855-BIRCHO.
So instead of, like, you can just enjoy the attention for the time being, or are you just one of those type of people like, what's the point? I don't want to string them along. Like, I just need to go ahead and be like, this is not going to go anywhere.
I think I'm just trying to be really considerate of his feelings because I think he just like, he like was obsessed with me. I was like, I don't know. I'm like, it's so funny. I don't really do well with like a lot of guys, but with the guys that do like me, when they like me, they like me. And he was so lovely. And he's just like such a gentleman. And I know I said that about London Boy from last year, but I think he was just being nice for nefarious reasons. Whereas this guy like didn't try to make a move. He wasn't handsy in any weird way. He was opening doors and, you know, pulling out my chair and was just so always checking in on me. He's like, are you doing okay? Like, can I get you another drink? Just an absolute gem of a human that in a weird way, I feel like enjoying this attention is hurtful to him in some way because I think he genuinely thinks that this is going to go somewhere and it's just not.
But
you know?
But it can. Maybe, I mean, I know yeah. I always bring up our listener from that ended up like in Morocco with this guy and everybody was telling her, do not do it. He's in Morocco. He's just trying to use you for your money. And she had a kid and stuff like that. And I don't remember all the specifics, but she ended up moving to Morocco for this guy and they live happily ever after.
I think just my opinion with long distance, like I think if you're going to go through something being as difficult as being in two different cities or two different countries, this has to be the right thing because you've got to be committed to the bit. And I just don't think I'm there. Like, I'm enjoying the attention. He's a lovely guy, but you know, I don't think it's like, you know, the one.
All right, let's give you some hope here. Hey, Danielle, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi there. Okay, tell us a great story about a long distance, but it wasn't city to city. It was country to country.
Okay, so I'm in the U.S., and my current boyfriend is from the Netherlands. we met through work and just started, like, I don't know, doing stuff when he would come visit our U.S. office. And then long story short, like 3 years later, they moved him to the U.S., and now we're living together.
Yes, it can happen.
It can absolutely happen. If the UK Army ever wants to bring him to Atlanta, that'd be great.
I'm just saying the phone lines are
lit
up
with people that have success stories from country to country. Hey, Sabrina, good morning.
Good morning. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Well, I met my husband in 2021, and he was in Jamaica. I was here. I was introduced by my then boss. And now we're celebrating our second anniversary on the 16th of September.
Okay, so how does this work? You guys meet each other, and if you were going to give Abby some advice on how to, like, not break ice, but make this dude realize, like, okay, maybe there is something here? Like, how did it work in your case?
In my case, we met each other in person. We spoke on the phone, met each other in person, and we just hit it off. It was just chemistry, and then I just kept coming to Jamaica probably, like, every 2 months. So It just sparked. If you want to show interest, just tell him, like, listen, I want this to go somewhere, but how are we going to work out this long distance?
So I see you listening, but I also see in your face, like, this is not going to happen for me.
I am so over buying plane tickets for men. I never want to get on an airplane for a man ever again.
Why can't he chase you? Why can't he come here?
I looked up his salary. I don't think he can afford it. I don't think
the military's not paying very well in the UK.
They're not really crushing it over there. I felt bad every time he bought me a drink. I was like, please let me Venmo you.
Was there a real chemistry there, though, or was it vacation chemistry?
No, it was vacation chemistry. That's okay. What I'm trying to say. I'm trying to set expectations that I'm like, I think this guy like really thinks that this is like, he's like, oh, I met this spicy American girl and she's so lively and fun and sweet and hot. And I don't know. Maybe I'm just jaded at this point where I'm like, I'm traumatized by British men. I can't even get myself there emotionally.
I think you got PTSD.
I do.
Look at the phones here. USA to Japan, Ireland, USA, Norway, USA, USA in a country I can't pronounce.
Yeah. I will say, at the very least, if anything good has come out of this situation, it's that British accents are now fun for me again and don't trigger me.
Yay!
And that good. British men have redeemed themselves.
Good.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.